you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
The story you're about to hear was made possible by readers like you. Help keep LAist strong during this uncertain time by donating now. Thanks.
Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LAist has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, our reporters will discuss why people are delaying essential emergency and pediatric care, the latest on measures to protect the homeless, and your water safety questions answered. To start us off, here's LAU reporting on people waiting to go to the ER after major events like heart attacks and strokes.
I've been hearing from ER doctors who say they've seen this concerning trend recently, that they've had patients come in sometimes even days after having a major incident like a stroke or a heart attack. They say patients are worried about going to the ER because of COVID-19, but doctors are urging patients to not delay care in emergencies like this. They say that time really does matter, and they're taking the precautions to protect patients from the virus. Now, ER volumes have been down overall. That makes sense as people are staying home and trauma incidents are down, but doctors have been wondering where all those other patients with medical issues have been. And the concern here is that they may be delaying care or not coming in.
And the reasons for holding off on urgent care are similar outside of the ER as well. Here's our early childhood reporter, Mariana Dale, on parents who are delaying pediatric visits for their kids.
Yeah, I talked to LA County's Director of Pediatric Services, and she says some parents have brought in kids with wounds where it's too late for them to get stitches or fractures that are several days old. The county has switched the majority of kids' appointments to telemedicine, but there are some services that just can't be handled over the phone. For example, vaccines for babies and young children. There's a concern that if parents skip appointments now, they might not catch up, and that could lead to an outbreak of an illness like pertussis in the future. The clinics are taking extra precautions to prevent the spread of illness. That means sick and well patients are using different entrances, and they're providing masks to everyone that comes in.
Next, Matt Tinoco provides a status report on the latest measures LA County is taking to protect the city's homeless population.
I want to say that those efforts are happening, but just not as quickly as everyone would have hoped. You may remember last week I told you that LA County was looking to shelter 15,000 people, mostly older and people who already have underlying health conditions who are currently homeless, in hotel rooms. Governor Newsom said something similar the week before. So far in LA County, there have been 1,800 rooms leased, but fewer than a third of those are actually occupied right now. The big challenge is just staffing and building new systems. You figure most hotel rooms don't have kitchens, so when you fill up a new hotel room or a new hotel for people to isolate in, it also means you have to figure out how to provide three meals a day to people's rooms, and that's not easy. I also want to add that there's advocates for a group called No Vacancy that are pushing to open up more than 15,000 hotel rooms. They want government to try and shelter as many people as they can, everybody who's homeless in California in hotels.
And finally, our newsroom has been answering a lot of listener questions, over 1,500 so far. This week, infrastructure reporter Sharon McNary tackled some questions regarding the safety of our public water supply.
Right. I mean, there's been so much emphasis on washing your hands, but our newsroom's gotten a lot of questions about the tap water we're using to do that washing, including can you get coronavirus from tap water. So I talked to some experts, and it turns out the tap water itself in big regions like LA is actually pretty safe. The water that shows up in your faucet also actually has a little bit of chlorine left in it from the initial treatment, and that's going to help kill anything that might want to crawl up inside the faucet. The fact that water is under pressure in your house and in the distribution system also keeps germs and viruses from getting in. Now, the water that you flush down the toilet or that goes down the shower drain, that might have coronavirus in it. And so that's going in a totally closed system to a wastewater treatment plant where it's going to be treated. And some of it discharged 5 miles out in the ocean after treatment, and other of it is disinfected with chlorine. For the most part, pretty safe. But if you're sharing a bathroom with somebody who might have the coronavirus, it's really important to wipe down all those surfaces after every single use.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. LAist is made possible by listeners and readers like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate. That's laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe and take care of your families. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. And for the most up-to-date news on the coronavirus in LA around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Thanks so much for listening to this story. Help keep local news strong on LAist during this uncertain time by donating now. Thanks.